Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. That's the name of this program. We're here Monday through Friday from 10:05 till 11:30 a.m. Central Time on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, and Walker Wildman is not here today. For all you Walker fans,
and there are some,
and he has his fans.
He has his following.
He's not here today, and Steve Jordahl just tag team with Fred Jackson, Steve from OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. Good morning, Steve Jordahl.
Good morning, Tim Wildman.
How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
What do you got for us this morning?
I heard you guys talking about the tit for tat over Bob Corker and President Trump, the Twitter war, mm-hmm. and I have this just came over the this is. This was an interview that Bob Corker did maybe 10 minutes ago.
Talking about the senator from Tennessee.
Senator from Tennessee. This is what he had to say about the president 10 minutes ago.
Standing up in front of the American people and stating untruth that everybody knows to be untrue. Just the attempted bullying that he does, which everybody sees through. Just the dividing of our country, the name calling, just, for young people to be watching, not only here in our country, but around the world, someone of this mentality or as President of the United States is something that is, I think, debasing to our country. And, you would think he would aspire to be the President of the United States and act like a president of the United States, but that's just not going to be the case apparently. And it's up to others who serve in elective capacity, whether they're governors or mayors or senators, to try to conduct themselves in a manner that is more becoming of a leader. But he's obviously not up to that. And look, I've had private meetings with him, dinners with him. I played golf with him. I've had multiple occasions where the staff has asked me to please intervene. He was getting ready to do something that was really off the tracks. And I've seen no evolution in an upward way. I mean, he's, matter of fact, I would say it appears to me that it's almost devolving. But everybody has their own opinion about that. And
what?
Whenever someone ends a little tirade like that, I mean, it was reasoned. He was reasonable. It wasn't a tirade. He wasn't.
Oh no, that was a tirade.
Well, let me just.
Well, it wasn't here. A rant.
It wasn't a rant. It was measured. But yeah. Whenever someone finishes that by saying, "But look," I mean, it's almost like at the end of the day, we're all human. We all make mistakes. But that's not kind of what he said. He said, "But look." We all have our opinion on that. And he had just got done basically trashing the president, So, listen, I certainly have, I don't always like what the president says and does. I think most people are that way. I've had my fair share of winces, when the president does something. The question is, what do you do when you understand that the man in the White House is not a politician, he's not polished, he's not diplomatic, as we've characterized him on the show, and probably not just us, he's basically a street fighter from New York, and that's the kind of person. You want to know what kind of temperament he has, what kind of personality? Well, just jump in front of a cab, when they're going down the street. People in New York, this is the way they, not all of them, but many of them, this is the way they talk. So we all know that. I mean,
it's where they act. He is representative of a New Yorker attitude,
yeah.
I think.
You punch me, I'm going to punch you back. You punch me, I'm going to punch you back. So that's right. New York. All these people who are implying he, as I think Corker did, that he's devolving, you know, since he's been in the White House. No, he's not. This is just New Yorkers. Yeah, New Yorkers can be blunt and tough. And sometimes, yeah, I don't want to insult
what a lot of people in the country
New York City listening audience.
No. Some of them can be rude. Well, yeah. You can get rudeness anywhere in the country. I'm just saying the brash sort of bare knuckles attitude, that does exist. That is true if you travel to New York
City. I think that's why a lot of people voted for Donald Trump, because he's not – he's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. He thinks Senator Corker's a moron. He's going to tweet that out.
He couldn't win dog catcher, he said.
Yeah.
Couldn't win dog – well, I tell you what, too. Combine that is his personality, that he's had – probably for a long time in New York.
Right.
New York businessman, like you said, a street fighter, sort of. You also combine that with the fact that he is constantly attacked every day from all sides. If you're constantly attacked every day from all sides, and you have a personality already bent on fighting back.
Right.
You're going to be a busy man.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
With your Twitter account and now you would think it probably for a lot of people, they would just get seared to it. You know what I'm saying? And get, where it doesn't affect them anymore.
Yeah. This is going to be my life for the next three years.
It's my life. And if I'm responding to every attack every day, then I'm just going to drive myself crazy. President Trump doesn't look at it like that. He looks at it like somebody hit me, I'm about to hit them back.
Right.
And, you know, for better or for worse.
My family, I'm going to hurt your family.
You sound like you've
done. You kind of relate to this, don't you, Ed?
Yeah. That's just the way he is. And people knew that when they elected him. And also this, you know, I think a lot of times things happen in the presidency, whether it's Bill Clinton with his multiple affairs, I guess many of them would have been prior to his going to the Oval Office.
Not all of them, though, unfortunately.
Well, that's true. With Monica Lewinsky, we know now what happened there. With President Obama, just using executive orders that are unconstitutional, doing things like that all the time. What was the right word? Devolve?
Devolve.
Yeah.
Devolved. And the Clinton scandals, it gets to where, and that we shouldn't be this way necessarily, but it gets to where you go, well, so you're going to attack my guy for doing such and such. You know, I really want to hear what you have to say, and I don't care whether you did it or not, because you did A, B, C, D, and E the whole time, and nobody said anything about that. You know that attitude? Yeah. Well, I've got it.
Right.
Okay, I've got it. And again, I wish I didn't. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should... But I think a lot of Americans are at that point. They're not even listening to the criticism of the president, because he's hit every day from all different directions. And so what if you're right one day about his failings or faults or something he may have said wrong? You're going to attack him tomorrow whether he did or he didn't.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
And whether I agree that what he did is wrong, you're just going to attack.
Right.
And so, you get that. You get hardened. You get hardened and you get cynical about it, and I think probably both sides have reached that point.
Yes, I agree. That's part of the problem.
And I think we can agree that is a problem. I'm not sure how to get out of it. I think personally, I don't mean to make this appear like I think a great awakening or a revival is a magic wand that suddenly cures all our ills, but. America's problem is in the heart. It's not just in the mind,
right.
And I think that if God doesn't intervene, this will be American politics from here on out.
It's spread too a little bit. We had our friend Robert Jeffress, who is the pastor of First Baptist Dallas, who I believe he has a program on our air, doesn't he? Or did we just talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Dr. Jeffress. Has a program each weekday morning here.
Well,
Pathway to Victory, Steve. You ought to get up and listen to it.
I should. That would be good for me to do.
Yes.
He tweeted out he had Sean Hannity come to his church on Sunday. Sean Hannity was talking about a movie that he has just produced. It's a faith-based movie. It's going to be out. It's called Let There Be Light. And he was going to give his testimony. Sean is a born-again believer. And so Dr. Jeffress tweeted out on Saturday, "Join me tomorrow as I interview Sean Hannity from Fox News and deliver a special message, America at the Crossroads." Well, Senator Ben Sasse, Republican from Nebraska, did not like that at all. By the way, Well, he tweeted back. The tweet wasn't to him, but he decided to chime in on this. And he said, "By the way, we're talking about Sunday here. You can be free from politics." And then also Michael Weir, who is used to be the Obama White House staffer, tweeted also saying, "Politics as religion, religion as politics." And then Eric Erickson, columnist, wrote
He used to be with Red State.
What Todd Starnes described as a scathing article, and the article was entitled, "Is Reverend Robert Jeffress Going to Heaven?" And so they're not only taking on Trump, but now they are taking on Jeffress and questioning whether he can have what he can do at his own church.
I'm a little bit confused.
Eric Erickson, formerly with Red State, he was an ever-Trumper.
Right.
All of these were.
Okay.
So Robert Jeffress was supportive of Trump, so there's your vision. Okay. What would you say is Robert Jeffress going? Is that just a provocative title to give attention to his column, to Erickson's column on this? What did he say in there?
Erickson? I could read you a little bit of it.
Do you need this back?
No, I got it here.
He said it was a scathing.
Jeffress had Sean Hannity at his church Sunday morning.
What's the problem with that? I don't see any problem with that. He's there to talk about his movie, right?
New film, Let There Be Light.
Sean is a friend of Robert Jeffress because they're Fox News connections.
Right.
And Robert had Dr. Jeffress, he's a friend of mine, I call him Robert. Robert had Sean into his church to speak about the movie.
About the film, Be Light.
What's the big deal?
Well, let me read
from... Why do you attack a man for that and the church for that? Doesn't the senator have better things to do?
Apparently not. This is from the Eric Erickson column. "One of the truths of Christianity that shines so brightly as the Reformation unfolded is that Christians can backslide. If they do not work on their faith, they can slide away from their faith. Once saved, always saved, to be sure, but saying that cheapens it. Grace is not cheap. It cost Jesus his life. And if we do not work in our sanctification, maybe we will never justify it at all. And if we were... but we slide backwards, what will the Almighty do to pull us to him? We should keep an eye on Robert Jeffress to find out one way or the other."
Who are you quoting, Eric Erickson?
Eric Erickson.
Okay.
"Jeffress has been worshiping at the altar of Trump lately. He's put aside the holy God and got holy and godly for a seat at the Lord's, not at the Lord's table, but at Trump's. And as he gets rewarded mightily with access, one need not take too deep a read of Psalm 73 to worry for him and which side of salvation he is on. Jeffress had Sean Hannity at his church Sunday morning. Jeffress was going to deliver a special message, America at the crossroads. He seems to be peddling a heretical brand of Christianity that suggests we can have heaven on earth when in reality we are strangers passing through."
Who suggested we can have heaven on earth?
That's what Eric Erickson is characterizing Robert Jeffress as saying.
Well, that's just false.
That is slanderous. And, you know, they did the same thing to Jerry Falwell. They used to accuse Jerry Falwell of just all he cares about is politics, when in reality the man pastored a church that had all kinds of ministries. He spent all kinds of time. He would travel and preach and do all those kind of things. And if you probably added it up, the amount of time he spent trying to move America back towards its godly foundations – was probably very, very small, a sliver of his time.
Right.
But because that sliver of time got covered by the media,
right.
it seemed like that's all he did. It seemed like that's all he did.
They used to attack Dr. Dobson for that as well.
Right.
In fact, Cal Thomas was the one, he used to work for Dr. Falwell.
Yes.
He's a columnist around the country. Many people know his name, Cal Thomas. He wrote a scathing book, very unfair. Criticism of Dr. Dobson and Jerry Falwell. Did Cal Thomas? I like Cal Thomas's writings in a lot of respects.
Yeah,
But that was terrible.
And incidentally, if I get this right, yeah, you correct me on air if I'm wrong, but he waited until his kids all went through Liberty University.
That's what I heard.
For free.
That's what Dr. Falwell
until that
said.
Was done,
yeah,
and then wrote, yeah, the book.
Yeah, Dr. Falwell, I remember him saying, no good deed goes unpunished,
yeah,
to me and to some others about that. Well, I just think it's just what the accusation was and what Eric Erickson is. And Eric Erickson's a fine writer and has been a conservative.
And he's apparently a good Christian.
a conservative mover and shaker for a long time.
But he wasn't ever Trumper.
But he wasn't ever Trumper, and Robert Jeffress was a Trumper. He was for President Trump back when he was a candidate, and there was some divide there. But Robert Jeffress is as orthodox as you can get.
And I have the same problem with Eric Erickson that I have with Cal Thomas.
Right.
Both of whom have spent their lives writing about, right, politics, having political opinions, pushing a conservative view of the world, and then saying Christians shouldn't be involved in politics. Or not, Eric Erickson wouldn't say that,
right,
Cal Thomas did. We had him on the air, and that's why we speak kind of plainly about him. But Eric Erickson is accusing Robert Jeffress of being too political and preaching a different... And that's all that Eric Erickson's ever written about is politics.
Right.
So
right,
why, know, you know, physician, heal thyself.
I know.
Well, I guess the argument would be that Eric Erickson isn't pastor of a church.
Well, but that's his argument's not about pastors. His argument is about Christians.
Yes.
Backsliding.
Yes.
Well, when I started this whole thing, why do you... Sean Hannity is a friend of Robert Jeffress. If Dr. Robert Jeffress at First Baptist Church Dallas wants to have Sean Hannity to his church to speak about a, for whatever reason, but for whatever, a movie that Sean made. I didn't know he made a movie. What's the name of the movie?
Let There Be Light.
Let There Be Light. I guess Sean made a movie. And
produced it,
and,
yeah,
and Dr. Jeffress wants to have him in to speak, and the leadership at First Baptist Church doesn't care. They're welcoming. And, Sean Hannity is not a heretic. I don't see why it matters to Senator Ben Sasse. What is he, a Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
A Republican from Nebraska. I don't see why he felt the need to tweet from Nebraska about a church meeting in Dallas. And Eric Erickson.
It all goes back to Trump. That's the center of the storm.
Oh, they hate Trump.
Those people
hate Trump. And if
I know Eric Erickson did. You know, yeah, he was a never Trumper.
Hate may be a too strong, yeah, word, but he was a never Trumper. So
now, I don't know about the Sasse.
I just don't know what
sass.
Anyway,
sassafras.
I just don't know what I don't know what the problem is. Anyway, all right. So, and I'm sure this will bother Dr. Robert Jeffress a lot.
I will be talking to him later this afternoon. I hope
he'll lose many nights sleep over this if I know Robert.
He's going to wind
say,
up like,
not
right. All he's right. going to wind up like Jerry Falwell. He's going to wind up with a thick skin. And this
already,
is just,
already has it.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. The program can be viewed live streaming at Facebook for Today's Issues. Just Today's Issues Facebook page. We're live streaming. Steve is now waving at the viewers who are logged in.
I'm waving to them.
From around the world, watching Steve Jordahl bring the news to us here. They're watching now in... Where are they watching, Ed? Do you think we're being watched?
Are we being watched?
Well,
I don't have the... Usually we have to ask Walker.
The NSA, maybe? Are they watching us?
Oh, I am sure.
Ben Sasse is probably watching us.
We know that...
So we're about to be tweeted against?
We might be.
By a senator?
We know that right wing watch, that's hard to say.
Right.
I always want to go in... Elmer Fudd mode.
White wing watch.
They watch us, I think.
Yeah.
They're two people or whoever they
are. Right. Well, we give them
both
a reason
them
to exist.
I think the reason, reason they exist is because we exist.
They can monitor
We're
us.
We're not the only ones they monitor.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. What's next, Steve Jordahl?
Would you like some good news?
I sure would, Steve.
You know, since President Trump
You has have
been
some banana
in office,
pudding in the fridge.
I do.
That's what I'm looking for in terms of good news.
I do not have any banana pudding
really
in the fridge.
I don't really care about any economy stuff. I need some banana pudding.
I will see if I can find some for you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Don't underestimate the power of comfort food.
That's true.
That's right.
Since Donald Trump has been president, nearly 1.5 million Americans have dropped off the food stamp rolls.
That's
stunning.
That is.
That'll be reported far and wide today.
Yes,
on
I'm
the
thinking
mainstream media
because right, they've been so, right after they get through with the uranium one story.
Yes,
mainstream media.
They have been all over the good economic news this year.
Yes,
all over it.
The mainstream media.
Oh yeah, man, yeah. They've just been touting it here and far and wide.
Is it that's great news? So this means these folks have found jobs, I guess.
Yes. Or they've moved.
There's
to Canada.
They've moved to Canada.
1.5 million.
We all know there's a lot of abuse and fraud in those big welfare programs, food stamps. What do you call it? Disability.
Well, one of the things
One
of the things that did happen, and this is my analysis of it, is that early on, President Trump talked about having some kind of work requirement for food stamps. And for some of these social programs where if you're able-bodied and you have the capacity, you should be looking for work or working part-time even. And I think when that happened, some of the people who probably could have been working but were kind of content to stay on food stamps saw the light, started looking for work, and got jobs.
That's great. Good. And you know what? I've often thought, and I'm not the first one to think of this, that people who get welfare checks in any form from the federal government or maybe even from the state government, you know, as long as they're, as you say, able-bodied, why can't they go pick up garbage on the side of the road or clean up the city park or, I don't know, do something
to
have some dignity.
Community service.
Do something to have some dignity associated with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just handing people money is just, it robs you of your dignity. As you know what I'm trying to
right.
say? It's also here? Addictive.
The Bible honors work.
Yes.
It says work is a good thing. You just hand people stuff, they don't appreciate
human
it.
Human nature kicks in. If we get free popcorn here at
right.
AFA.
Yes, we do.
We do. And now I feel entitled to it. If I go to the right. movies, I expect them to give me free popcorn.
It's called Obamacorn.
It causes a problem.
That's what we started calling it.
That's right.
When President Obama was.
Human nature. It's a Obamacorn. Terrible thing when it's unleashed.
Right.
And
so,
all its fallenness.
So you get, seriously, so you get entitled.
Yeah.
And that's the way people are with.
I'll just tell you a real story.
Yeah.
This is not a real big deal, but, you know, a couple times, in fact, coming up, the church who lent us this, they don't use it. They use it around this time of year, I think, coming up with
the popcorn machine.
Yes, with Reformation Day and All Saints Day at their church. So it's usually gone from here for 3 or 4 days. I get upset.
Out of the whole year. It's gone
three or four
days. I come
in and I go, where's the popcorn machine?
Right.
That church has got that thing again?
Right. And they're the ones loaning it to us for free.
Yeah.
But we, because it's been here so long, we've become...
It's entitled.
A teaching moment.
I'm just kidding. I don't really get
what we do.
Human
nature is to get a feeling of entitlement.
I'm just kidding. That. I don't really get mad at the church, but I do walk around and go, "Oh man, that's right. It's the time
but
of year."
But what's that news now? You just said that's good news.
1.5 million fewer Americans on food stamps since January.
Well,
good.
Yeah, maybe they're finding jobs. But there's also 50 million people on them, right?
There's a lot of people on them.
I mean, we got a ways to go. But that's a start.
It's 41 million now.
At least it's going down instead of back up again.
Yeah.
Under President Obama, it just went through the roof. I'm talking about food stamps. Is that what they call them now?
That's what one of the things they call them.
What do you call them?
EBT cards.
EBT SNAP. Cards.
SNAP.
Federal government handouts is what they are. All right, folks. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. We hope you have a wonderful day. And keep listening to AFR, and we shall see you back here tomorrow.